See, Here's the Thing is brought to you by Grisey Audiovisual, All in Act Theater Company, and Michael Haas for Erie City Council.
It's time for season two of See, Here's the Thing. We're kicking off our second year around the sun with special guest Tyler Omachinsky from Onder Radio and omachinsky.com. In episode 48, we'll discuss anything and everything that had to do with The Last Jedi this week, plus the new Thor Ragnarok trailer, and a possible return of Daniel Craig as James Bond. Plus, you'll also get to hear Patrick try to define the Canadian terms hoser and swish, along with the Marvel comic terms Mjolnir, Heimdall, and Sakaar. It's episode 48, kicking off season 2 of See, Here's the Thing, and it's gonna start right about now. Welcome to season 2 of See, Here's the Thing. I am your host, Kate, and I am joined again, can't get rid of him, haven't shaken him off my leg in 1 year, by my co-host, the ever audacious Patrick.
I think that's a reuse.
Is it a reuse?
I think that's a reuse.
Should I go back?
No, I like that.
I can give you a new word.
No, that's good.
I got a ton of them in my brain.
No, you don't. You're running out.
The auspicious.
No, I think you use that one too.
The alarming.
All right, I'll take
the alarmingly charming Patrick.
We are in the first episode of our second season, and this is episode 48.
48. I don't know, when you're in a new season, do you start over?
Heck no.
I can't count very high.
No.
I had a hard time remembering what number it was anyways. Yeah,
we do 48. No, we keep going with the numbers. 48.
48. Yeah. But season 2.
Yeah.
But that makes it sound like we're into the 48th episode of season 2.
I'll tell you right now, what I normally hear other podcasts do is they just say, we're in our second year. They don't count which number they're on.
Season 2.
We're in season 2, yeah.
Episode overall, 48.
All right, you're putting a lot of words in now.
I just want to make it sound better. The second coming.
Nope, that's not.
See, here's
that's
the
not
thing.
It at all.
Second time's a charm? No, that's not quite right.
No, we are very charming.
Number 2.
Nope, there can't you go. Do number 2.
You love number 2.
I do.
Referencing anything.
I giggle every time you say it.
With the word number 2 or duty.
Yeah, it's our sworn duty.
Or if anybody uses the word do twice in a sentence, you're
do-do.
Gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do-do. I giggle, yep.
This is the start of our second season.
This is it. How in the heck?
This
we
is
get
what
here?
We've got. Well, we've got a nice guest.
Wow.
Not that they're ever not nice.
That's a great adjective right there. He's a nice guest.
He's a nice guest. We have a charming guest joining us today, and his name is Tyler Omachinsky.
Yeah, you got it.
Yay. I had to practice. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Go ahead.
I'm Canadian. I'll keep thanking you and going sorry back and forth until the sun goes out.
That's okay. We love Canada. We love Canada because we seemingly have some listeners from Canada, as Podomatic tells us in our weekly stats. But you're from Guelph, Ontario.
I live in Guelph now. I'm originally from somewhere out in the prairies.
Oot in the prairies.
I love the Canadian accent.
Yeah,
we
do.
Were at a theater competition like a week or so ago, and one of our judges was from, I don't remember where.
Somewhere in Canada, yeah.
It was a very specific city, and I want to say it started with a B. It was 4 letters long.
Don't know.
B in 4 letters long.
I don't know. It's in my head. Anyway, the point of the story is that her accent was charming, and so is yours.
Oh, thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Tyler, tell us all, what do you do?
What do I do? I do a lot of things. I am an in-house writer and game designer with Lynn Vander Studios here in Guelph. They're responsible for the Buffy the Vampire game, they have the Terminator game, the Legacy series. I am not involved in any of those because I just recently got hired, and I'm doing a lot of work on their RPG line.
Wow.
I also do freelance writing and game designing for a ton of RPG companies. I edit novels. I've written a novel that has not been published. I'm still shopping it around. And then I also host podcasts. I'm a host of the On Hiatus It's Canon podcast, which we're hoping to bring back sometime in the summer. And I sometimes host Radio, which is a very cool podcast of geekery and nerdery.
Wow. You know, I apologize, Heather. I probably should have asked, what don't you do?
Yeah.
What don't I do? Yeah. I can't draw.
Oh.
I am a delightfully terrible doodler and painter.
Yeah.
And I am atrocious at it.
Wow.
I am right there with you. Yeah. That is one of the things that I will never, ever try to perfect because I just have never been able to draw.
Well, Tyler, you do quite a bit. You are quite busy.
Yeah, so, I do. Yes. It's a statutory holiday up here yesterday, and I spent all day writing, and my partner was on the couch watching TV and looking at me like I was insane, but I'm very happy to do it, and I'm not capable of relaxing unless I'm writing or working. So,
well, that my next question was going to be, what do you do to relax? I mean, other than writing, what sort of fun things you do to relax?
I read and play video games and play board games a lot.
So you're basically doing your free time what you do at work.
100%.
Yeah.
Incapable of differentiating.
That's awesome. Well, I think that's great. I think this is going to work out really well for us.
Yeah. Do you want to maybe tell us what our word of the podcast
Thank
is?
Thank you. See, there are times I think you just really don't like this.
No, I just can never get the word in.
Yeah, you don't get the word in and then you try like heck to submarine me and not do it.
Before we get to our news clips of the week, Patrick has a special announcement.
Oh, thank you.
You're
Ms.
so
Kate.
Welcome.
Yes, our word of the podcast, for those of you who don't know, our word of the podcast is a word that I'm going to randomly pick that we're going to try to get in any form of the word. And I'm going to go a little different direction with this one.
All right, you go.
It's going to be a word that has different spellings and different meanings depending on how you spell it, but it doesn't matter how you use it.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Already. Is there a Canadian spelling?
Tyler will have to answer that question. I don't know.
Okay.
The word of the podcast is heel.
Oh.
So you could use it as in the back of your foot, or you could use it as your wound is in the middle of being healed.
Or the end of a loaf of bread.
Or the heel of a loaf of bread, yes.
Or like...
Or what you tell a dog to do when it's trying to wander off somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tyler's going to get this in before we do. Oh, I can already tell.
So any form of the word, any spelling of the word is heel.
Heel. And what's our prize if we get this word in? Tell us, Johnny.
Julie will send you a very special speak pipe.
Julie's one of our very faithful listeners.
Hey, Kate and Patrick.
Very good friends.
You know what? Honestly, I think she would do it. I think she would send you a very special
voicemail.
Julie, if you're out there... If we can get this in, you have to send one of us a voicemail saying how great we are. Even if it's Tyler and you don't know him.
That's right. The person that used it the best.
Ah, I see.
Julie's the judge. I just made Julie the judge.
Yeah.
All right.
So you ready to talk some news clips?
Yeah, now I'm ready.
Now that we have our word of the day in?
Yes, now
okay,
I'm ready.
Okay, all right. So the biggest thing in the past week.
Your adjectives are on point today.
I really have no... I can't even think of words this week. Because I'm so excited to talk about my first news clip.
Go ahead.
Just two words. Just going to put it out there. Star and Wars.
Damned.
Well, I separate
Star
them.
Wars.
Star Wars. Because a lot came out this week surrounding Star Wars.
Well, Tyler, are you a Star Wars fan?
Yes.
Sweet.
I grew up with a sister who... I remember one summer she watched Return of the Jedi every day for an entire summer. So I saw it every day for an entire summer.
Now I'm going to also
and never got sick of it.
Now I'm also going to ask you: are you a fan of the comic books as well?
I'm a fan of the new comic books for the most part.
Okay.
I did read the old expanded universe, a lot of the books and some of the comics, but it overlapped a lot in a period of my life that was really busy, and there's so much that I haven't read or seen all of the old expanded universe, and I'm trying to make up for it with the new expanded universe.
I believe we are outmatched here.
Yeah, a little bit. We've played Battlefront.
Oh, that looks like a fun game.
I have a Star Wars coloring book.
All right.
I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway, lots of news about Star Wars this week. Obviously, the thing that's at the forefront of our minds is the first trailer for The Last Jedi. And that premiered at the Orlando convention this week, where they had a panel of different Star Wars stars, and it was moderated by Josh Gad. who has been pressing Daisy Ridley for information because they're working on the film Murder on the Orient Express. And so Daisy Ridley, Josh Gad, Mark Hamill, director Rian Johnson, and John Boyega were all on hand at this convention where they were asked several questions by Josh Gad to get more information out. But they debuted the trailer. And so, gentlemen, what do we think?
It's a teaser trailer, is it not?
I'd say it was way more than a teaser. We got a pretty good chunk, but it's being labeled as a teaser trailer. So what do you think, Tyler?
Yeah, it's somewhere middle. I'm really pumped. I saw a lot of people naysaying it, saying it was a, quote, bad trailer. I don't know if that's my people I have online or what, but I thought it was really good. It was really interesting to see Boyega is going to be back in it with Finn healed up a bit. Already got it.
Damn it!
And, and yeah, I'm really enjoying it. One of the things I'm really curious about is that they had a whole to-do in Poe's origin that has not come up in the movies yet, and I'm really curious to see if they're going to include it or not.
Interesting. Yeah, let's see. What else? Patrick, when the trailer ended, you had this look on your face. I thought maybe you were confused or angry.
A little gassy, maybe.
Perhaps that too. Why the reaction from you that way?
I don't remember what would why.
We finished watching the trailer and you kind of looked at me like,
gosh.
You had questions to ask.
Oh, there's a lot of questions that came out of it.
Well, what go ahead.
I don't remember any of them now.
You sound like Harrison Ford just then. Let's not get into celebrity impersonations. We had plenty of those in our 1 year anniversary episode.
You and I had a discussion about it, but right now I'm drawing a blank because of what my problems with it were. I mean, I think there's just so many different directions that this story can go, and they keep talking about The Last Jedi, and I think my initial response was, okay, so it's going to be one of these things where they're going to go, the Jedi are dead, now we're called the Illuminatis or something.
It was them all along.
It's going to be a are they going to come up with a new, more powerful name instead of Jedi? I have a hard time believing that this franchise can continue without a Jedi.
And that's why, you know, episodes ago we talked about, does the last Jedi mean the last one Jedi or the last many Jedi? Is Luke the last Jedi that's currently living? And is there going to be more? Because he's going to make more.
How's he going to do that?
He's going to teach Rey. She's going to levitate pebbles. It's going to be great. but we also got, on top of the trailer, we got a new poster. Did you see the poster?
I did not.
The poster is a sort of a split screen of Mark Hamill's face and also Kylo Ren's face. And splitting the middle of their faces, is Rey holding a lightsaber in the middle. It's pretty darn cool. Just makes me...
So I have a theory.
Okay, let's hear your theory, Tyler.
So this is from the old expanded universe, and there was a whole plot line after Han and Leia had kids. One of them turned evil, much like now, and then Luke went and actually saved him and brought him back from the dark side. Okay. And they had a whole plot line about how the division between the light and the dark side of the Force was artificial, and that's how balance would be brought to the Force by them accepting that they're both parts of the same thing, and you can have balance between the two of them.
Interesting.
Also, if you're a word nerd like I am, in English can be both singular and plural, and instead in other languages, like I think French was one of them, when you look at Last Jedi, because the way the language works, you can see that their version not plural.
Okay.
Implying it's just Luke.
Kate, what do you think about this poster?
What do I think about it?
Yeah, well, what do you think it means?
If I had to guess, I mean, she's on that remote island, which is not necessarily that hard to find.
It's Ireland.
She's in Ireland.
Yeah.
With Mark Hamill. Learn how to river dance. Part of me thinks that Kylo Ren is going to try to turn her. And it's going to be a battle of, like, Rey's soul, you know, to see if she's going to go towards the dark, towards the light. I've also heard people saying that Luke is going to turn to the dark side.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
I think that's a bunch of crap. I don't think he's going to turn to the dark side.
I think people would be flipping tables and chairs, and I think people would be angry with that.
Here's what else I'll say. When I was looking up information on the trailer and looking at pictures, I did see a picture of Snoke. And For some reason, when I saw this specific picture, I could have sworn that they modeled it after the Emperor, which I know that that's a popular theory, that Snoke is Emperor Palpatine. If that's true, then Emperor Palpatine has a lot more...
He's got some splaining to do.
He's got some issues to resolve, which would make sense why he could go after Luke and want to go after then Rey, and he'd have a lot more incentive.
I'm going to stop you right there. Why? We've got an expert on the line. Tyler, tell us about Snoke. What do you know about Snoke?
I know nothing, and it's been infuriating me. I can't figure out who he's supposed to be.
You disappoint me so much right now.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. A lot of people that I know who are really, really, really into Star Wars have argued that it's Darth Plagueis, who is the guy who had trained Palpatine.
Oh.
And if you remember episode 3, I think? I think it was episode 2 or 3. Palpatine has a little monologue about Plagueis, and that's how he gets Anakin is talking about a way to defeat death itself. And
oh, yeah.
Maybe that's the best I have.
Oh man. All right. Yeah.
So
will we find out in this next episode who Snoke is?
Oh, I hope so. He's not just some hologram that's just chilling.
He's actually a Muppet.
He's a Muppet. He's a big old puppet.
And what about,
what if it's like the wizard, like in Wizard of Oz?
Don't look behind the curtain.
Don't look behind the curtain.
Oh, that'd be clever. Turns out it's just some general from the Empire.
Yeah.
It's got sticks moving like a giant puppet.
I'd actually be very entertained by that. What about Chicky Poo with the glasses with the weird eyes?
Wow, that... Oh, you mean Maz Kanata?
Maz Kanata.
How did I figure that one out?
Yeah, you
say
did.
That again, Chicky Poo with the...
Chicky Poo with the weird eyes.
She's got to have a bigger part in the second one. She knows way too much about, I think, Rey's past and what's going on there. So I love that character. Want to see her back. You know who else we're going to see, obviously, is Carrie Fisher.
Yes.
And we learned this week that she not only will be appearing in episode 8, because it's finished and she's done shooting, but her family has since come out to say it's okay to use footage, unused footage from episode 8 in episode 9. So she will also be appearing in episode 9.
So, Tyler, do you think they'll kill her off?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
We saw in Rogue One that they were able to bring back Grand Moff Tarkin,
which was amazing.
It was fairly good.
Yeah.
Which can we just talk for a minute about how awesome that name is? Your name is Moff.
I think Moff's a title.
Oh, so it's Grand Moff, like a grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's Grand Moff is a
Grand Moff position, and Grand Poff,
and then his name.
His name is just Tarkin. But the Grand Moff is the title. Speaking of Carrie Fisher, there was also this beautiful, if you didn't get a chance to see it, this beautiful tribute Star Wars, the YouTube channel, released this week. It's about a 6-minute video just of video footage of her throughout the years at Star Wars, shooting the movie, at interviews. It's just a lovely, lovely tribute to her. And they have other cast members talking about her. So if you get on YouTube, check that out. But also this week from YouTube, kind of changing gears a little bit, still staying in the Star Wars universe, bad lip reading. We love bad lip reading. They released another video of The Force Awakens.
This morning I wanted a frap, and they wouldn't make it.
Every time I come here, you're buying a frap. It's not important to get a frap.
But it makes me happy.
This was an extra special video because they had a special guest. Mark Hamill himself voiced Han Solo, Harrison Ford. And there were times I didn't even know it was Mark Hamill. It sounded just like Patrick doing Harrison Ford. That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, yeah. Patrick, you should have done this.
Yeah, that could have been me. Tyler, are you a fan of bad lip reading?
Yeah, I love this one. This is great. I actually didn't look up who Mark Hamill was. And I couldn't tell.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you had no idea.
Yeah, they were like, thank you, Mark Hamill. And I'm like, which voice was he?
Yeah. And there was times you really, like, I truly thought it was Harrison Ford. Then there's one point, it's the scene where they're standing outside the Starkiller base. They're in the snow. And that's when I could kind of hear Mark Hamill as the Joker from the Batman games.
Now what the heck, I'll laugh anyway.
That's when I could be like, oh, okay, that is Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
But up until then, he was really good.
Yeah.
Not surprising, though. He was amazing as the Joker, so it's not surprising that he can do voice work.
He's but it was no, very funny.
He's no Patrick, but yes.
He's no Patrick, but yeah. Then again, who is?
Yeah. Who is?
Who is? You can't tell right now, but Patrick is sitting down in his best impersonation of Chewbacca. He looks just like him right now.
You're just saying that because I'm hairy.
A little bit.
A little bit.
Not Robin Williams hairy, but no. You're pretty hairy.
Bless you.
Yeah, you're welcome. On top of all of this, there's so much more to go into about the trailer and the poster and the Carrie Fisher stuff, but on Good Morning America, Daisy Ridley and Mark Hamill appeared in a very short video announcing a very special contest sponsored by Omaze. And if you donate money to Omaze, you have a chance of winning three awesome prizes,
including an overnight stay at Skywalker Ranch, a chance to appear in the upcoming Han Solo movie, and my personal favorite, a trip to LA to join me and the cast at the world premiere of Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
And so all you have to do is go to Omaze and donate a specific amount of money, and you actually get like a gift. It's kind of like a Kickstarter, but the money is all going to charity. So to enter the contest, all you need to do, I think the smallest donation is just $10. And you could be going to the premiere or being in a new film.
I was looking it up, and it's not even going to visit Skywalker Ranch. It's a night there.
Ooh.
Yeah, a night in Skywalker Ranch.
You get to have
Ranch.
A sleepover with George Lucas.
Well, it's hard to say. Like, Skywalker Ranch is gargantuan.
Yeah.
It's like five buildings or something.
I think, isn't that the home of Skywalker Sound? Like, isn't that where they record stuff?
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, like, one of them is just like a recording, apparently has one of the best kitchens to work in.
Wow, really?
I heard an interview with, I'm blanking on his name. Oh, he directed Iron Man 1 and 2. And John Favreau.
Yeah.
Apparently, while they were doing sound for Chef, they went down to the kitchen and he was just doing stuff in there and feeding everyone who's part of the sound editing team.
I love Chef. That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen Chef, Patrick?
Only on South Park.
Nope, that's not it. Right.
So according to the webpage here, for $10, you get 100 entries.
Okay.
$15 will get you $150. $25 will get
you... But you get really cool swag.
Yeah.
Tell us about the swag.
Actually, it says, for $15, you get a donate to reveal.
Oh, so you don't get to see what you get. That's kind of cheap. Come on.
Yeah. And then $25 gets you 250 entries.
Do me a favor, Patrick. Scroll down to like near the bottom. There are things that are already sold out. And they're not cheap. So tell me one of the ones that's sold out.
I don't see anything sold out.
It's the gray button. Oh, you're colorblind. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I see it now. So the sold out must be... Holy crap.
Yeah.
Okay. So it looks like it's about $20,000. For $20,000, wow, you get 150,000 entries and a signed Death Trooper helmet. Wow.
Yeah, there's some pretty cool things.
Wow.
And the one is like you get to like schedule your own viewing of the movie.
Yeah, for $50,000, you get to have a private screening. Wow. There's two tickets to Lucasfilms for a screening for $25,000 for, oh my God, this is amazing.
So it's been a big week for Star Wars in general.
And again, tell me again what this money goes to?
It's to two charities, and I wish I could tell you what they are. It's not like it's a secret. It's just I don't have it. Do you know, Tyler?
One of them is UNICEF.
And the other one? And
Starlight.
Yeah, that's it.
I just found it. UNICEF and Starlight. I don't know what Starlight is.
And I think they help heal children and stuff like that. So.
Wow. Fantastic. You did heal.
I did it.
Yeah, that was great.
I beat you.
You beat me.
Yes.
Now a competition.
As far as you know, you beat me. Yes.
Oh, no. Did you get it in already?
No, I didn't.
Oh, man. So many innuendos in what I just said. Not enough time. Anyway, we're going to take a little quick break.
Oh.
Did you not want to take a break?
Are we done talking? There's so much more to talk about, isn't there?
Well, yeah, but Star Wars, this chapter of our...
Are we done with Star Wars?
Are we done? Do you want to keep talking about Star Wars?
I don't know. Tyler, do you have anything else to add about the new movie?
The new movie on episode 8? I don't know. I'm still so... I hope they figure out who Snoke is in 8. If nothing else, I'll be really frustrated if they don't, because that means they have to explain who he is and give us a satisfying ending in episode 9.
Yeah.
I bet you if that's the thing that people are wondering the most, that is going to end episode 8, leading into episode 9. It'll be the big reveal and then the cut to the...
Boy, I hope you're in the right key and I hope it's playing in the background right now.
I will edit it in post.
I know
you'll check. All right. Yes. So anyway, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, there's still so much to talk about from the week. We got a new trailer for Thor Ragnarok. Down a Fraggle Rock. And we also got wind of the fact that Daniel Craig may not be done yet with the Bond films.
What?
We'll get to these two news clips when we return.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Patrick.
What's going on?
Nothing.
You know what I like?
What do you like?
I like theater.
Me too.
You know Erie's got some great theaters?
It does?
Yeah, including Allinac.
What's Allinac Theater?
Allinac Theater is the brainchild of David Mitchell and Larry Lewis.
Tell me more.
Well, they do wonderful productions, very affordable.
Tell me more.
They are performing Agatha Christie's Spiderweb.
Ooh.
Which they will also be contributing to the Gannon Fringe Festival in 2017.
Uh-huh.
The Middle Ages by A.R. Gurney. Mm-hmm. And Lend Me a Tenor by my good friend, Ken Ludwig.
I'm always out of tenors. So, Patrick, where can I find Allinac Theater?
Well, if you've got a computer, and you can go to allanact.net.
I think you mean all an act.
Oh, A-L-L-A-N-A-C-T. I thought it was Allan Act.
Maybe it is Allan's Act.
Ooh.
But no, it's all an
all
act.
All an act. www.allanact.net or find them on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
They're located at 652 West 17th Street in Erie, Pennsylvania. They are the best entertainment value in this community since 2004. They feature comedies, dramas, mysteries, farces, quality theater at an affordable price. Theater lives here.
$1 from every admission benefits Community Shelter Services and Erie's Homeless.
Please visit allanact.net to support the companies that support us.
And we are back.
Woo!
We are in episode 48 with Tyler Omachinski from Onder Radio and also from the lovely land of Ontario.
Yeah.
Where it is currently a balmy 71 degrees. 71 degrees.
In the break, we figured out that it was 22 Celsius, which then, of course, we had to convert, which was a nightmare, and we had to go to Google. And
I remember my high school conversion was you multiply it by 1.8 and then you add 32.
Yeah. Did you hear that sound? It's the people turning off the podcast.
We say that every episode. we always say something to turn the podcast off and it always comes back.
Canadians being such polite and soft-spoken people, I imagine they're just like, oh, they said Celsius. Oh, delightful.
Very true.
You know what? That brings up a great point. A couple episodes back, Patrick had the opportunity to try and imitate a British accent. And our guest gave him phrases with different sorts of words that we here in America don't know what they mean. But then he explained them. So, Tyler, are there any great Canadian terms that we Americans wouldn't understand?
Oh, that's a... do you guys know hoser?
Isn't that kind of like a jerk?
Only because of the movie Strange Brew.
Yeah, Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Bob and Doug McKenzie. Yes.
Yeah. There's that one. There is one of my favorites that I get a lot of flack for is out west. Not less so here in Ontario. But I was born out west. And we don't say milk like most Americans and Ontarians do. We say milk as though there's an E.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what? For some reason, when I was growing up, I said milk as well, and I'm not sure why. And I got made fun of for it. So then I had to change because my friends would make fun of me for it, and I have no idea why. Maybe I'm actually from Canada.
Could be.
Yes.
People always ask me because I'm from Jamestown,
New York,
which is a little bit closer to the Canadian border. I'm pretty sure that's where I'm from. I'm gonna go with that one.
Huh? Okay.
So we have hoser. We
have swish.
Ooh, Patrick, tell me, what's the Canadian definition of swish? Please tell me, Patrick.
I will offend a lot of people, so I will not. No, Tyler, tell us what swish is.
Swish is, it's kind of like moonshine. It's, it's again, a more of a Western Canadian thing. My grandpa taught me this. It's when you go to the place, you go to the brewery, and you buy a bunch of old whiskey barrels, and then you fill them with the sun for a couple weeks, and it leaches all the old like whiskey out of it, and then you drink that, and that liquid is called Swish.
Oh my gosh, that's I want some?
Delightful.
I want it now. It's,
my grandfather used to make it, and it's disgusting.
Is it really?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's so bad.
Listen, Canadian listeners, if you don't want to donate to our show, that's fine. But if you want to donate a bottle of Swish.
Yeah, we'll try it.
We can find a way to get that here. Yeah. Yeah, we'll try it. We'll taste it on the air.
Yeah.
We'll make a special live stream of us tasting Swish.
I'd be all for it.
Yeah.
Even though it sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I think it sounds what else? Lovely.
We also put milk in bags, which... weirds me out.
Milk in bags. Oh, in bags. Yeah. They put your milk in bags.
Why? Like, what do you like?
As opposed to a plastic container.
Yeah, there's no cartons. They're bags.
What?
So I mean, we have that here, except we turn it into ice milk and put it into machines. Dairy Queen has milk in bags.
It's in our fridge right now.
So you take the cap out and squeeze some into your glass.
There's no cap. It's you have to buy a separate contraption.
Oh.
You put the bag in and then you snip it and milk goes everywhere. Like, look, when I was young, we used to get it in the glass, like in glass, and now I have bags and I don't like it.
Now,
bags of milk.
Do you have ice box where you like take a chunk of ice and put it in and that's how you refrigerate things? Or
no, but it feels like we should at some point.
You're taking them back to the 1800s.
Gone. Now I'm thinking about it.
Do you have cars there?
Yeah, cars.
Wow.
Milk and bags.
That sounds awful.
Well,
milk,
I mean,
milk and bags.
But if that's what you know, then it's not awful. That's what you know.
Yeah, I know. I get
maybe
it.
See, now I'm tempted to say milk because that's
it.
Truly how I said it for
do
half
it.
Of my life.
Do it.
We put milk in cartons.
Yeah.
That's probably weird to some people.
Sure.
Why would you do that?
I've seen them in cartons. It seems so much more intelligent.
Wait, so I have a question. If people are missing in Canada, where do you put their pictures?
On the side of the
shopping
bag.
Malls a lot.
Shopping malls?
We got like bulletin boards.
Of course you do.
I'm going to get a lot of Canadians being like, what are you doing, Tyler? You're making this look bad.
You know what? You think you're making them look bad, but I really want to come visit Canada all the more for this.
Oh, there's a lot of reasons for us to come and visit Canada.
Yep, a big orange one, but we won't get into that. Anyway.
Oh, last one I'm done. Do you know what a Mickey is?
Well.
In America, Mickey is a drink.
It's when Minnie falls asleep and Mickey Mouse goes to town.
Hey, she even did the Mickey Mouse laugh. How about that? No, a Mickey is a drink in America. You can
it's a bad drink.
Drink a Mickey.
Slip him a Mickey. It's a drug.
Yes. What is it in Canada, Tyler?
It's GHB or whatever. Call a 13-ounce, like those little plastic things you get full of hard liquor.
Yeah.
Like rum or whiskey or something like that. It's that 13-ouncer. That's a Mickey.
Huh.
It's close.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Yeah. Is he also a mouse in your country?
Yes, they know who Mickey Mouse is, yes.
Well, no, I have to ask because in Italy, he's not referred to as Mickey Mouse.
Because they speak Italian.
Correct.
And he's a Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, but oh my God, that's not what they call him. But you know how in some cultures, they just retain the name?
Yes.
It's not, he's Topolino. In
Topolino.
Not Topogigio, he's Topolino.
Okay.
Yeah.
Topolino. So is he Mickey Mouse in Canada? Yes.
No. Yeah, he is. Yeah, it's Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
He's actually Mickey Moose.
Mickey Moose.
Yeah.
Did you hear that sound, Patrick?
Yep. Click.
It's the sound of our Canadian stats plummeting.
That was down. All right.
Yeah. Well, I would love to keep talking Canadian terms. I find this fascinating.
Colloquialisms.
Yes. But we have some other news clips to get to from this past week. Thor Ragnarok dropped a trailer and then found it.
Oh, good.
Picked it back up.
Yeah.
The trailer features a freshly cut, I don't mean like cut like in his abs, but a freshly cut Chris Hemsworth. He's got a brand new haircut And he is thrown into a universe with new characters, Valkyrie and the Grand Master, played by the inimitable Jeff Goldblum.
Wow, why can't I get that word?
Inimitable?
Why can't I have that word?
Because you need
I get auspicious and audacious. And...
Audacious is a great word.
All right. I've got a question for the two of you.
Okay.
I was curious this week, talking about Fraggle Rock. What does the term Ragnarok mean? I know what it means. I looked it up.
Did you look it up?
Don't look it up, Tyler. Don't cheat. What does Ragnarok mean?
Okay, without looking it up?
Yeah,
it
without looking
it up. Nordic end of the world when the tree Yggdrasil, also Yggdrasil depending on how you're pronouncing it, gets eaten by, I believe the dragon's name is Ragnarok?
All right. Who invited this guy?
He knows
who invited this guy? Come on, I did homework and everything. Yes, it is the pre-Christian Norse, a name that pre-Christian Norse gave to the end of the mythical cycle.
Uh-oh.
So it is the doom of the gods.
Hang on, you said cycle. This can't mean good things.
Right.
So the cycle's obviously 28 days.
Oh my gosh.
But pish.
Right?
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
I like this guy. He gives me my own sound effects.
We gotta get the drum.
So Thor shots. Ragnarok's about
the end of
some really, really
the doom
some
of
really
the gods.
Angry women.
The doom of the gods. Oh my gosh. You're still going with this.
The villain is a girl.
All right.
Yeah,
she's really
Blanchett
pissed off.
Hell.
Over
she's playing
days.
Hella.
She's Hella.
Do you know
Eagles.
Who Hella is, Patrick?
It's you every 28 days.
Oh, thank
See,
you.
Oh. No, oh, the eye rolls. The eye rolls back.
Actually, I was going to play a little game with you on this.
Oh, okay.
The trailer has a lot of things in it, and Patrick, I'm willing to bet money that you don't know any single one of them.
Well, I bet you are right.
So I was going to ask you some questions about the trailer.
Okay.
As we do. And Tyler, if you know the answer, I'm just going to ask that you hold off, because I'm sure that you do. You sound like you're very well versed in
Pretty
this.
Pretty sure he does.
Patrick is not.
Patrick? I'll try not to giggle too much.
Your first term to define is Mjolnir.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir. Mjolnir is the German term, which is, it comes from, it's actually the lunch. It's what Mjolnir is it's the German for lunch.
Okay.
Yeah. So you say, I can't work in the shop today. I can't work at the shop right now. It's clearly Mjolnir time.
I see that your pronunciation is a little different than mine. You're from a different part of Germany than I am.
Yes.
Those East and West Germans.
Mjolnir time.
Mjolnir. Tyler, what's Mjolnir?
It's Thor's hammer.
It's Thor's
hammer. Shorter, it's got the short little handle to it.
Can we agree to disagree?
Same difference.
Same difference.
Why not both?
Maybe that's how he makes his lunch.
Okay. My next one, Patrick.
Okay.
Is Yarnbjorn.
Oh, that is a Swedish knitting, and babies. They knit them for babies.
Yarnbjorn.
Yes, Yarnbjorn. It's a little cradle that they knit that goes around the shoulder and the arm, and babies fit into it, and they can breastfeed very easy with those.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tyler, what the heck is Yarnbjorn?
I think it's Thor's axe.
That is correct.
Okay, again.
That's from Nordic mythology. I don't know if it's the same in the Marvel comics.
Because he's from Canada, he's closer to the North, therefore he knows more about Nordic mythology than
North,
we do.
The North's gods?
Yes.
It's actually because, so where I'm from in Canada, out west, there's a town nearby called Gimli, which I believe is the largest Nordic population of a community outside of the Nordic countries.
Wow.
You mean Gimli, like from Lord of the Rings?
I thought it was Gimli.
Yeah, exact same spelling.
Gimli. Yeah. You call him Gimlet, which is a gimlet is a drink, number one.
It's a goblet.
Oh, that's Harry Potter. Just stop, Patrick. Okay. This is not really from the trailer per se.
Okay.
But it's from comic lore.
Okay,
so
then I got this.
Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
Sakaar.
Sakaar. Well, you know what? I'm going to learn a little bit. It's obviously something with Thor.
Ish, yes.
Ish. Okay. So, Sakaar must have been the physician that Thor goes to heal himself when he is injured.
Okay. Why would you think that? Oh, damn it. You got it in. Son of a bitch. I didn't even see it coming. I should have known. By your windup, I should have known.
All right. All right, so say the word again.
Sakaar.
Sakaar. I'm going to stay with this.
You go with
it's a physician that Thor goes to when he needs a bloodletting. And it's actually the name of the bloodletting is a Sakaar.
No, it's not that. Tyler, do you know what this is?
I know it's from Planet Hulk, and it's either the planet he's sent to with the gladiator games are, or it's his son.
No, you are correct.
What is happening?
So part of the trailer, deviating a little bit from Thor, is that the Incredible Hulk is in this movie. And so in comic books, the Incredible Hulk is deemed to be too dangerous to remain on Earth. So they shoot him into space. He's sucked into a wormhole
and sucked.
Crashes on the planet Sakaar.
Okay, it is the planet. I know so through that storyline he also has a son. I couldn't remember what the son's name was.
He sucked to Sakaar.
Patrick, what's the Incredible Hulk's son's name?
Hulk Jr.
Hank.
Hank the Hulk?
Hank the Hulk. I got one.
So how did he have a son? Because I would think that would just rip things open right there.
Do you want to know? I can tell you.
Can you tell me?
I can tell you.
It's okay. Tell me, how does Hulk copulate?
Well, apparently when he was on this, I'll get to that in a second. When he was on this planet, he was deemed a god, basically. He fell in love with someone named Kaera, who I'm assuming he copulated with.
And how does that sound? How does
Hulk smash a lot in very quickly in 2 minutes.
Well, 2 minutes?
All over the place.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's a sound clip right there. That's going to be our that's what I'm going to put on Facebook for our first ad. I've got one more for you.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I think you'd probably get the one I was going to give you. I have two, but I think the one is pretty obvious. Although for Patrick, that's never a given.
No.
So maybe I'll give you the last two. The Grandmaster.
Well, that is obviously the villain who thinks that the white people are very, 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 very much should be in power.
Oh, my God.
And Thor has to defeat the Grand Wizard.
Grandmaster.
Same thing. Same thing.
Oh, you went very south with this.
South, yes.
Oh, God. Tyler, who's the Grandmaster?
It's, now I'm brainfarting. It's,
who do you think
it
is?
The cousin to the Collector. He's the guy who's in charge of the games, and it's played by, what's his name? Oh, no, I'm having a brain fart.
I already said it. I said it once in this episode.
I know you already said it. Oh, no, it's gone.
It's Jeff Goldblum.
Chaotician, actually.
I'm terrible with names.
But
Jeff Goldblum, there we go.
Tyler is absolutely right. Wow. He is related to the Collector, and he is...
I bow to you, Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler, you're good.
I bow to you. Man.
I have this weird obsessive thing where I start reading, and then I can't stop.
Well, that's very helpful. Obviously, I don't do that. What's the last word?
Heimdall.
No!
Oh, this one is said in every Thor movie so far.
Every Thor movie?
Yeah, I gave you an easy one. Heimdall. Come on.
I'll get myself in trouble again.
Go ahead. Heimdall. We can edit. Don't worry.
It is a German inflatable doll. That is...
I think I know you're going with this.
Yeah, I think I'm done.
It's the doll that you practice the Heimlich maneuver on.
Yes, yes. And other things.
And other things, like Hulk smash.
Ottoman, that's a good save.
I also thought of another way you were going to go with that. I'm happy you picked option A.
I was actually going to put option A and option B together.
Oh,
in
boy.
The Heimdall. But anyway.
Practice to... Never mind. Never mind. Well, the trailer was awesome. Getting back to the trailer, we've deviated a lot from it. But obviously, the best part for me was towards the end where the Hulk is squaring off against Thor, and Thor is elated to realize that he's facing off against the Hulk and said, "Oh my gosh, it's a friend from work. It's okay." And just a great example of how Marvel can subtly handle humor and not make it over the top or eye rolling humor. It just was a nice moment for me. And the movie looks amazing. Kate Blanchett is insane. She looks wonderful in a twisted way. Any other thoughts, gents?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. It's a good example. I got that new Frottos, which is a very weird but good comedy. And I'm really excited to see what he does. Have you guys seen the video, like the teaser videos for Ragnarok that came out already?
No, I think I've just seen this trailer that came out this week, so I've not seen the teasers.
These were like last year, and it's like, what was Thor doing in the meantime? And it's him. He apparently got a roommate in Australia, and he's just been hanging out.
Oh, I did hear about these. That's right.
Yeah, there's these short comedy skits, and they're hilarious, because it's just Thor being weird.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed these movies. When the first one,
I highly recommend them.
Yeah, when the first movie came out, Patrick, you were all about that. You loved the first Thor.
Oh, yeah. Which is big, because I'm not really hugely into all of this world. I'm really not, but the Thor movies I really did enjoy.
The only thing I could knock about the trailer is that it definitely had a Guardians of the Galaxy feel to it.
Yeah, a little bit.
From the title logos to the use of the song in it, that, you know, just it had the feel of Guardians of the Galaxy, but, you know, whatever. I'm still gonna go see it, so.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's very Guardians of the Galaxy.
It is.
Which, I mean, I think is a good thing, but I understand that's not for everyone.
Another film that is on the horizon, not made yet, not even in production, but that's Bond 25, the next Bond film. And for a long time, Daniel Craig was on record saying he'd rather slit his wrists than be in another Bond film. Well, turns out that may still be a possibility. I read this week that Daniel Craig could return for Bond 25 thanks to producer Barbara Broccoli, which sounds like a made-up name. It's not.
Tell me, Kate. Tell me, where does Barbara Broccoli come from?
Well, the produce section, obviously. But Daniel Craig was in a production of Othello, which apparently he was like, that was set up by the producer, and that was kind of a way to like get him to stay, because it was produced by Barbara Broccoli. I'm just going to say that again because it's fun. But also the big rumor was that Tom Hiddleston was going to take over as Bond.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another article that said Hiddleston's out because he's too smug.
Ooh.
And he had a lot of success with The Night Manager. He won a Golden Globe for it. But then he sort of had a tumultuous relationship with Miss Taylor Swift, which was at the front of media news outlets. So it's been said that Tom Hiddleston has been branded too smug and not tough enough for the role by none other than Barbara Broccoli. So, Tyler, are you into Bond?
Yeah. Yes. I actually, Bond, the original Ian Fleming Bond, isn't on copyright in Canada anymore.
Oh.
Because our copyright law is a little bit different. So there has been a lot of talk about people doing sequels to those, and I've been in talks with those, and I'm a big fan of Bond.
You're really going to be the next Bond? Novel.
Oh my gosh, we're hearing it right now?
Are you in talks to be the next Bond?
No, that'd be amazing. I'd be all over for that, but I don't think I'm nearly big enough either.
So what do
I'm
you
think? I'm a very short person.
That's okay. Have there been... Pierce Brosnan wasn't too tall, right? Was he kind of short?
I don't know.
What do you think about Daniel Craig as Bond?
I really enjoyed him. I really enjoy him as Bond. I don't necessarily enjoy the movies they put him in as Bond.
Ah, interesting. Is there any celebrity that you would love to see play Bond?
When they were talking about either Idris Elba or... Yeah. Karen Gillian. I thought both those would be takes on it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Apparently, yeah, there was talks about one of those too. Or I think they also talked about Hayley Atwell, which would also be just an amazingly different take of what if James Bond was a woman. And I'm a person who always loves, like, let's remix it. Let's see what else we can do. Let's see if we can push it. And it's Bond. Like, historically, there's not the same continuity there is with, say, the Marvel movies. So I'm very open to be like, yeah, let's cast Hayley Atwell or Karen Gillian or Idris Elba, and let's see what happens. It'd be a really cool way to take it.
I was on board with Tom Hiddleston as a possible Bond candidate, but I have to say I'm somewhat happy that Daniel Craig could be back. I've really enjoyed him. I'm also to the point where I would like to see somebody new take it on. But we also heard a rumor getting away from the Bond casting itself to a return from Jeffrey Wright, who played Felix Leiter in the recent Bond films. Now, if you don't know who Jeffrey Wright is, aside from the Bond films, he was Bernard in Westworld.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's what he's been doing lately. And he's also in a commercial that I've just been seeing on TV lately. He's hinting at a return of his character, which I would love to see. I've always enjoyed his stuff in the films. And then on top of that, in the world of the weird news clips, which I think a lot of people could have read into this the wrong way, I just want to clarify, Rainn Wilson from The Office, he's famous for his portrayal of Dwight Schrute on The Office, has gone on record to say that he would love to play a Bond villain. Now, this is not saying that he's been cast as a Bond villain. It's just the actor saying, I would love to do this. Thoughts? What do you think, Patrick?
Well, my first thought is, I'm sure there are hundreds of actors that would want to be the villain in a Bond movie. Why are you singling out Dwight?
That was a news clip this week. He came out saying that I want to play a Bond villain. That would be awesome.
I mean, honestly, to sit there and say that Rainn Wilson can only be Dwight is you know, if you're thinking of a Bond villain and seeing that Rainn Wilson will play it as a nerdy.
I think he'd be terrifying. I think he'd be great.
I think he'd be wonderful. I think he would surprise a ton of people.
I agree. Totally agree.
Yeah.
What do you think, Tyler?
Yeah, I was trying to look up really quickly that show he had, like the, it looks like it didn't get picked up, but they had a pilot where he was like the really kind of sketchy cop. And I remember seeing the trailer and thinking he looked really interesting in that role. And I think 100% he could be a really creepy individual if he chose to.
Yeah,
it's kind of like Steve Carell in Foxcatcher. Which is such a creepy film. Yeah. And
it's very much of a departure.
Usually when comedians go the dramatic route, go the creepy dramatic route, it's very successful because you're so used to seeing them and laughing with them. Then to have them switch completely is a little unnerving because you're just not used to that. I think of Robin Williams in Insomnia in 24 Hour Photo.
Robin Williams in almost anything. Creepy.
Yeah. That's not comedy. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's an odd name to throw in the ring, but. Yeah.
Well, I will also tell you that I am, as much as I am a fan of the Marvel and of Star Wars and of all those, you know, all those different universes, the one that has always kind of eluded me my whole life has been James Bond. My father was a huge James Bond fan. My father watched all the James Bonds, but it was something that just missed me.
Yeah.
There was years growing up where the movies were far and few between, and that was never a franchise that grabbed my attention. Now, the new movies that have come out, I've enjoyed, but I definitely don't have the pull to James Bond that a lot of people do. I don't. I just don't have a pull to that franchise.
Well, I have the box set. We can start watching them.
Yeah. I've seen them. It's not that I haven't seen them. They just
didn't get into it.
I'm just not into them. I'm not. So, like, all this talk about right now about James Bond, like, I'm not that excited about it.
I'm excited. They're great films. Come on.
I'm sure they're great films. That is just not a franchise that has hooked me.
Yeah. Tyler, was this a huge part of your film history?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. My dad was also super into them. And I think I just right for coming of age with most of the Pierce Brosnan movies. And I remember watching those when I was young. And actually, even at that age, thinking like, this is really strange. And then my dad would take me over to we lived in a town where my dad and his brother locked each other. So we'd go over to his brother's place. We watched all the old ones. And I remember loving Sean Connery and
Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Even more. Because when you're young, seeing Roger Moore, you're like, all right, I can get behind this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
watching him again as an adult.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I grew up with the Roger Moore Bond. That was my childhood. But like I said, it was just never something that grabbed hold of my attention.
Well, where to go from here? Tyler, do you have any news clips of the week that you want to talk about?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I'm going to double check a quick thing for it. But Lin Vendor Studios, who hired me on as a writer recently, like I said, has a Kickstarter going on right now for they're doing They're doing a Musketeers called Gascony's Legacy, and this is like their umpteenth board game. So it's going to be done. You're going to get the board game.
Oh,
and
cool.
There's 5 days to go as of recording, and they're at $23,000. So you should back it so I can write about La Maupin and a bunch of other wonderful ladies and add them to the Musketeer universe.
Cool.
You're talking about the Three Musketeers, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's all delicious right. Candy bar.
I don't think he's talking about the candy bar.
No.
Although, if you are, I'm way behind it.
We don't get that up here.
No.
We will send you a...
No, we don't get that.
We'll do a swap. You send us Swish, we'll send you the Musketeers candy bars.
Heck yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. We'll send you Kinder Eggs. They're not that good.
Because apparently you guys don't get those.
Which ones?
I have heard of Kinder Eggs, though. I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what Kinder Eggs are. Well, how do people...
little egg chocolates have a toy on the inside.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, how do people find out about the project you were just talking about?
Go to lynnvander.com. That's LYNNVANDER.com. LYNNVANDER.com. And that's the go-to. And then for all the rest of my stuff, it's omichinsky.com. Just my last name. Yeah. omichinsky.com.
And we'll have links to that on somewhere.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, because both those are gibberish words.
Lynn Vander, Omichinsky, Hoser.
Yeah.
What else?
Swish.
Milk.
Milk.com.
Twofer. Flat.
Hoser. Yeah.
Twofer.
Two for one.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No?
Or two for it's a 2-4 beer.
Oh.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take another little break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tyler some more about his podcasts and his love of all things geek. And we're also going to run down our quick clips of the week. So stay tuned.
Do you ever wonder when Spider-Man goes to the bathroom if the toilet paper sticks to his fingers?
Do you ever wonder why Superman wears his underwear outside of his pants?
My name is Imran.
My name is Anthony.
He's the jock.
And he's the nerd.
And we're your hosts for the Jock and Nerd podcast, where we sometimes try to attempt to answer these questions.
This is a full spoiler podcast, and we swear a lot.
Check it out for awesome geek news, interviews, and comic book reviews. Visit jockandnerd.com. We are your superhero TV, movies, and comic book culture curators.
Boom.
Jockandnerd.com.
Jock and Nerd.
And we're back, and we're talking to Tyler Omichinsky from...
I'm so impressed that you say his name correct every time.
I am too. My brain is always a little nice. Got through that one.
Yeah.
And we're chatting with Tyler, who is a podcaster of several different shows. He is a writer. He does not draw though. Don't ask him to draw. No. He's not a good drawer by his own admission. Tyler, where else can we find you besides going to lynnvander.com or omichinsky.com?
Yeah, a few different places. I'm hosting a show with Onder Radio, and you can find them at Onder Librum, that's onderlibrum.com. That's their whole media empire. They got a magazine and a podcast and a bunch of stuff.
Man.
Or a bunch of my work is up on the Drive-Thru family of companies, Drive-Thru Comics, Drive-Thru Fiction, Drive-Thru RPG. And you just put in my name and you'll find a whole bunch of stuff I've written.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you right now, there's a wonderful thing called the tiny URL. Because all your URLs are long and...
I got it. I wrote them all down.
I know you did.
Bro. I know.
Wow.
The tiny URLs, I am not technologically adept at all.
Yeah.
I need to figure that out.
That's all right.
Well, do you happen to have any social media presence on Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah. You can just look, again, just search my name on Facebook or Twitter. It's Tyler_ROI. And that tends to be the easiest way to get a hold of me a lot of the time.
Awesome.
I am notorious for, I don't like Facebook, but I'm still on it.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm about done with it.
Well, cool. Well, hopefully our listeners go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm interested to see what happens next with Facebook, because I think that a lot of people are getting just frustrated.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are turning to Instagram more than Facebook. Mm-hmm. At least the younger kids.
Well, and I've got two teenage daughters that really could, the only reason they're on Facebook is to keep up with family stuff. And if it wasn't for the family stuff, they wouldn't be on it. All of their friends are Twitter. All of their friends are Instagram or Snapchat. Those are the three big ones.
I think it's just easier too.
Yeah.
It's just, it's an easier format. All I have to do is send out a tweet or a picture, and that's it. That's how you tell a story. But I like Facebook. That's my social media platform of choice. So anyway, we have some great and juicy quick clips this week. So we're just going to run through them in rapid succession. Number one, Willy Wonka has opened on Broadway.
Yeah, Willy Wonka, that promises to be quite good. You've got Christian Borle as
Willy Wonka.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp playing Willy Wonka.
Playing Willy
attempting
Wonka.
Attempting to portray Gene Wilder.
And we were in New York in February and saw the outside of the theater, which looked amazing.
Great, great branding.
Yeah.
Great PR team. Saw some photos this week of the new production and Christian Borle as Willy Wonka, and the set looks very colorful, very cartoony. So Pentatonix this week released a new EP, and on the EP was a lot of classic songs, but the one that's getting the most play is their take on Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, the Queen song from the 70s.
Queen song, yes. It's great. They also cover Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy and a host of other classic songs. We got another casting notice for the Harry Potter film series. Jude Law is now going to be playing young Dumbledore in the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them sequels.
I saw a tweet reaction.
Yeah.
To
wasn't very good.
And actually, I got a laugh at it because I'm going to read it for you.
Okay.
The tweet was, I'm not sure how I feel about Jude Law playing Dumbledore because I'm fairly certain I don't want to be attracted to Albus, but I will.
He's going to be a hot Dumbledore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now I've got a few more clips about Harry Potter, actually. This is another big week for Harry Potter, too. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child in London has set a new theater record by attaining 9 Olivier Awards.
Ooh.
So this is huge news because, as you know, Cursed Child is transferring to Broadway in 2018. And this production in London won Best Play, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Lighting, Best Set Design. It won all the major awards. And it, like I said, it set a new record with 9 Olivier Awards. And it also found its new home on Broadway. I believe it is transferring to the Broadway Theater. Other casting news, Josh Brolin is Cable in Deadpool 2. This was a hotly contested casting that has gone through several different actors over the course of the past 6 months, but now it has finally landed in Josh Brolin's lap. In odd, are you sure news, Apple is interested in buying Disney.
Ugh.
Didn't even know it was for sale.
No.
Didn't even know that it was going that way, but Apple has apparently come out to say that they would be interested in buying Disney, which is just an odd piece of news for the week. And our last quick clip of the week, it's just something fun and frivolous if you want to laugh. If you're a fan of Beauty and the Beast, especially the recent film and the animated classic, then you're going to want to go online and look up YouTuber Kelly Vrooman, who is a comedian, who has created a video called Beauty and the Beast Told by Kids.
So adorable.
It's very cute. It's her with 2 adorable children who tell the story of Beauty and the Beast while Kelly and her friends act it out with their audio, the children's audio. It's fun. It doesn't require you to think at all. It's just a great way to end your week. So
yeah.
If you want to chuckle, look up Kelly Vrooman on YouTube.
Spell that last name?
Vrooman. V-R-O-O-M-A-N.
Vrooman.
Vrooman.
Yeah, it's very, very, very cute. You'll definitely get a laugh out of that.
Yeah. So we want to thank Tyler Omachinsky for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me. I was just busy trying to be like, all right, Kelly Vrooman, as soon as this is done.
It's just cute. It's a cute clip.
Oh, I can believe it. Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's been great.
And again, if you'd like to find Tyler online, you can go to lynnvander.com, omachinsky.com, or anderlibram.com.
All of which will be on our webpage somewhere.
He's on Facebook.
Awesome.
Just look his name up.
Yeah,
he's also...
How do you spell his last name?
Would you like me to tell you?
I would love for you to tell everybody.
O-M-I-C-H-I-N-S-K-I.
Okay.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Ding. That is correct. I'm going to spell
Amy.
Yes. And you can also find him on Onder Radio on several different podcasts. But if you would like to find out more about Tyler, you can obviously check our website for episode 48. We'll have all of his details.
Or reach out to him on Twitter.
You can reach out on Twitter. And his handle, again, is Tyler_ROI. Is that correct?
That is.
I got it. Look
Man,
at
you
me.
Are batting 100.
See, like I said, it wasn't confusing. His websites are not confusing.
If you can spell, I can't spell.
I can spell.
I can't.
Yeah.
Look at that. Yeah. So, Tyler, thank you for being our guest today. If you listeners would like to let us know your thoughts and feelings about this episode or future episodes, you can contact us at our website, seeheresathing.com. We are also on Facebook, Twitter as at seeheresatweet, and Instagram. You can send us a SpeakPipe voicemail. You can email us through Kate or Patrick at seeheresathing.com. And... anything else I'm leaving out?
No, but Tyler, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. It was a lot of fun, and you are very, very knowledgeable.
Oh, thank you. I get made fun of a lot, so yeah, that's my coping mechanism.
Well, now you can go back to your bullies and say,
I am following you guys on Twitter. I didn't know your Twitter handle was, or Twitter address was See Here's a Tweet. That's awesome.
At See Here's the Thing was taken, so we had to come up with something else, and it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, but thank you very much for taking the time, Tyler. You are a wealth of information, and if we may, could we call on you in the future if we needed an expert?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I love talking nerdy stuff with just about anyone.
Well, and we always need an expert.
Heck yes, we
do. We always need an expert, because we come from the angle of we just really love movies, and we love especially like superhero and sci-fi stuff. We often don't know the history behind those kind of things, which is where somebody like you is super helpful. Yeah,
especially, you know, when the last thing I want to do is look like a heel because I don't know what I'm.
You did it again.
Don't push it.
I was just trying to slip that one in. Come
don't
on.
Don't push it. Right. Oh,
you have to bring him to heel.
Hey.
Patrick, go get me a heel from a loaf of bread. There. There you go. See, I get it twice too. Anyway, this has been episode 48 of See, Here's the Thing.
So, and the first one of season two.
The first one of season two, our number two. Our first episode of number two.
There you go.
Is complete.
It's a whole year of twos.
It's a whole year of number two. We will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.